The sermon this morning is based off our epistle reading from 1 John chapter 1, verse 3. St. John writes, "That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you." The Apostle John wants desperately for you to believe what he has witnessed. "That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you." He says, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we've seen with our eyes, which we've looked upon and have touched with our hands, concerning the word of life." St. John saw Jesus. "That which we have seen, which I've looked upon with my own eyes." He wants you to know that. He saw Jesus. He saw him. He saw Jesus show up at a wedding in Cana where the wine had run out and fill up 7 large containers with water and miraculously turn it into the best tasting wine anyone had ever tasted before. John saw Jesus go over to a man who was crippled, who could not walk, who was laying by a pool with his mat, and tell him, "Pick up your mat and go home." And then he saw the man pick up his mat and walk home. John saw Jesus have 5,000 men sit on this hill by the Sea of Galilee, a tab that would have cost over $20,000 to feed. He saw him feed them all with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. John saw Jesus take some dirt from the earth and spit in it, and then rub it on the eyes of a man who was blind, and say, "Go and wash," and then the man saw. He saw him. John saw Jesus march right up to a tomb where his dead friend Lazarus had been buried for 4 days and stand out by that tomb and weep and say, "Lazarus, come out." And Lazarus, the dead man, come walking out of the tomb. John saw it with his own eyes. John saw Jesus ride into Jerusalem on a donkey to the shouts of Hosanna from the crowds. And then he saw Jesus stoop down and wash his feet with water. John saw Jesus die on that cross. He was there. He saw the Lord of life take his last breath. And then John saw Jesus raised back from the dead 3 days later, walking right into a locked room. John saw Jesus. He writes, "This life, it was made manifest, and we have seen it. We testify and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. It was shown to us, that which we have seen." John wants you desperately to know and to believe what he has seen. And he saw Jesus, and he heard him. "That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you." John heard Jesus say, "I am the bread of life, and whoever comes to me will never hunger." John heard Jesus say, "I am the light of the world, and whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." John heard Jesus say, "I'm the door of the sheep, and if anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and find green pasture." John heard Jesus say, "I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." John heard with his own ears Jesus say, "I am the resurrection and the life, and whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live." John heard Jesus say, "I am the way and the truth and the life." John heard Jesus say, "I am the true vine, and my Father, the true vine dresser, and you are the branches. Abide in me, and I in you." John heard Jesus say, "It is finished." And 3 days later, "Peace be with you." "That which I have seen and heard, I proclaim to you." He proclaims this word to you for one very specific reason. He writes it in this letter, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write these things to you so that our joy may be complete. John wants you to believe what he has witnessed, that Jesus has come back to bring us into a fellowship with the Father through his Son, Jesus Christ. And he does it through this word, the word of life, this message of salvation. He always does it through his word. John writes, this is the message that we've heard from him, and we proclaim to you that God is the light, and in him there's no darkness at all. And if we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie, and we do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all our sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. This is the message of salvation. It always begins with repent. If you say you have no sin, you deceive yourself, and the truth is not in us. To believe that we are not sinful people is to deceive ourselves. We're all sinners. Poor, miserable sinners. If we say we have not sinned, John says, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. This is where the message of salvation begins, but it doesn't end there. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is the message of salvation that Jesus came to bring, that John wants you desperately to believe, that we are sinners. This is true, but our sins have been covered by the blood of the Lamb solely by God's grace alone, and by simply believing in Christ alone, God is faithful and just to forgive every single one of our sins, no matter how great or small we may think they are. God is faithful, that he is filled with steadfast love and compassion. These things are written so that you may believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing in him, you may have life in his name. Jesus comes to bring us life. The message John proclaims is that we're sinners, but that God is faithful and he's just to forgive us our sins. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. This same message of salvation goes out today in ways that we see and hear. By faith, we saw a child made God's child through the waters of baptism today. God's word in ways that we can see with our own eyes, and also in ways that we can hear when his word is proclaimed. God comes to us with this message of salvation. It's always the same message, that we're sinners and that we're saved by God's grace, and we are brought into a fellowship with God by God's grace alone. John says, my little children, I write these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not only for ours, but for the sins of the whole world. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Amen.